Good morning, everybody. This morning I'm going to be preaching about how there's no fear in perfect love. And if we want to go ahead and open up to 1 John chapter 4. And this morning the sermon this morning is going to be based off of this specific scripture. And it's chapter 4, verse 18. And it says, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love." And briefly explain what that means is that in this world there's going to be fears that we all have. Fear of death, you know, maybe fear of losing our job or fear of losing someone we love. But we're not supposed to go through life living in fear and always thinking about those fears. And it shows that if we accept God in us and we live for God and we live for God, that we don't have to have fear to live life. And I guess we can go ahead and open up to Matthew. And let's see. Trying to think of where this is. I didn't mark it, apparently. I know that in here it says that the only things that we're supposed to fear are God and God's wrath on us. That, you know, He has the strength and the power to send us to a point where He could break us down and destroy us. And that's what we're supposed to have, a godly fear of God. And, you know, that's supposed to help us keep in line. And, you know, that's like the only fear that it says that we're supposed to have in the Bible. So that just shows you, you know, we have nothing to fear except God. And, you know, the God that we fear, or the reason why we fear God, is to keep us in line and know that if we don't, and, you know, we think it's okay to fall away and we're not, you know, trying to think of a better way to explain this. You know, like how we have a fear for our parents. Sometimes we fear them, but that just shows respect, really. Because, you know, we fear the punishment that we might get, and that's what we're supposed to fear with God. We're supposed to love God and know that He's got protecting us, but we're supposed to also fear Him. So, one of the things about having no fear is to live your life full of love. And by doing that, you know, you're supposed to love your brothers and your sisters, and you're supposed to love your family and love God. And if you do that, then, you know, you won't have fear, because you're working on that perfect love within inside you, yourself. And I know that's what a lot of people fear, you know, fear of being alone. Well, we never have to be alone, because God's love, it's so strong that we feel it around us, and we're supposed to feel it around us all day, as long as we accepted that. Second thing is, let love be the theme of your life. You know, find a reason to be different, I guess some to say. And, you know, you got to think about, how do people think of you? When they see you, when they talk to you, what do they think about you? Do they think, oh, you're a loving person, or is it hard to talk to you? Do they find it hard to come up to you and communicate with you? Well, if that's the case, then most likely you haven't been showing love, and they don't see love with you. And then the third thing is, you know, we're supposed to let God live in us. Sometimes we build up walls that block Him out, and a lot of us don't realize that. So that's what, you know, God so loved us, so loved the world, that He gave His only Son. And that's mentioned in John 3:16, I believe. So why can't we give up our lives for God? Because He loved us so much that He gave His Son. So we should love Him so much that we give Him us. Because we're nothing compared to what Jesus has come and done on this earth. And we're supposed to live like Christ and try to be like Christ. Well, what are we doing to do that? You know, are we showing people the love that Christ showed us, that God has shown us? And the case is, for most people, we're not. Because it's hard to do. It's hard to love somebody that walks up next to you. You might not think they're perfect. You know, you might think they're ugly and you call them out on it. I mean, as soon as they pass you, a lot of people do it. We all judge everybody, you know. And we're supposed to love that person. We're not supposed to think of their flaws. You know, perfect love is, you know, knowing that somebody has flaws, but loving them anyways. You know, thinking they're perfect, seeing them as perfect in your eyes. And that's what God sees us as. You know, we know ourselves that we're work in progress, you know, through life. But God still loves us. No matter where we are in life, He still loves us. And that's what we're supposed to do with brothers and sisters, you know. I don't think a lot of people quite grasp that concept, because it is hard, especially when you're not around somebody every day, or you don't know that person, and you think, well, I don't have to love them, I don't know them, I don't ever talk to them. But that's not the case. You know, we all see people that go through struggles in life, and we're supposed to pray for them and open our eyes and open our hearts to them. And that's what God is asking us to do. He's not asking us to fear anything. He's asking us to just go on through life and not stumble with fear, because fear will make you struggle. It makes you struggle, you know. You'll stress about losing your job. You'll stress about losing somebody you love. You stress about getting old, you know, dying. I mean, that's not things that we should even have to worry about. Because if we're right with God and we know we've accepted God, where are we going to go? We're going to go to heaven. We're going to go see God. So why live in that fear? The same thing with being alone. You know, if we've accepted God, we're never alone. You know, a lot of people get down in the dumps, or they get torn up. Somebody doesn't like them back and stuff. And, you know, I think for Christians, that's just as hard as anybody, because there's a lot of people that don't like Christians in this world. And prime example of that is, I was doing a questionnaire at work for maybe getting promoted, and manager told me to fill out, you know, what's been my toughest job ever, you know. And I was thinking, well, I've been at the same job for about 5 years, and I can't really say any of that has really been tough other than having to work for him. And, you know, I'm not going to put that down. And then I started thinking about, well, what about getting up here and preaching? I mean, that's been pretty tough, you know. It's nerve-wracking sometimes. It takes a lot of time. You know, God consumes a lot of time whenever you're up here preaching. And, you know, start thinking about it a little longer. Okay, should I write that? Should I not? You know, then I start thinking, well, what if he starts looking at this like, man, this guy's a Christian, and, you know, maybe he hates Christians, you know? So I decided against that, not to put that, you know, because I thought it would be the best decision. But later on, I talked to him, and he said, you know, we talked about the questionnaire or whatever, and he's like, well, I would have liked you to put that, because, you know, that shows me that you have drive for something, and that's something you want to do in your life. Of course, you know, I'm thinking about, what if this guy was of some other religion, or, you know, he worships some other god, and I'm thinking, well, that went my job if I put that down on paper, you know. And that was me living in fear. You know, if we're living for God, God gives us favor. And I know a lot of people have noticed this recently, like your job promotion and angel job promotion. You know, at some point, no matter where you are in life, God has shown you favor. And you, that person might hate your guts, and then the next day you come in work and life is totally different at work. Like a couple of days ago, you know, I've been having trouble with my manager, and pulled me in the office and started telling me how great I've been doing, even though the last couple of months he's been telling me how awful I've been at work. And you know, I had another manager in there, and we went and talked about it later, and he said that he felt like there was a happiness explosion in that office. Well, there was. There was walls that got broken down that day. And those are the same walls that a lot of us have built up for God. You know, we think that God is so ashamed of us that we don't deserve his love. And we don't deserve what he's promised us. But that's not true. And it says it in here, all over the place. Fear not. I think there's 75 scriptures total that mention fear not. And I think one of them is from Jesus. Jesus says, fear not. Well, so what do we have to fear? By God saying that, he's broke down those walls. Reading this breaks down those walls. And that's why we have to spend a lot of time in this Bible. You know, whether it's, you know, maybe a devotional that you're using. I use this tablet all the time. You know, I get daily scriptures or whatever that get updated to me all the time. And, you know, that might be the only thing I read, you know, every day. I might not read chapters and chapters, but, you know, I'm consuming something spiritually. And, you know, that gets you meditating, gets you thinking. And then your mind is on God and you're thinking about God. And that's what, you know, devotional is for, really. And, because, you know, really a lot of people don't have time for God, or they make it seem like they don't have time for God. But you can give 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, whatever it takes, it counts. And that's just, you know, you showing your love to God. So what I'm saying is that, you know, perfect love, like we're supposed to have, should cast out fear, like God has cast out fear in our lives. And, you know, there's no reason to hide behind a wall, behind a rock, under your sheets, in your bed. You know, a lot of people close themselves up, lock themselves in their room, you know, sleep under the sheets. You know, some people can't go to sleep with the doors open. They have to have them all closed, you know, stuff like that. You know, that might be somewhat of a rational fear, but it's stuff, you know, we don't have to stress about. We don't have to worry about, you know. A lot of people live in stress, and you see it, you know, they come to church and they're all bogged down and they don't know what to do. They're stressed out. They're quiet. They don't talk to anybody. They just come, show up, and leave. And, you know, that's usually when you notice something's going on in someone's life. So that's why we're supposed to keep our eyes and our hearts open to people and have that love for somebody, because that's when you'll notice, you know, something's going on. I know there was a story I read about the other day of a little kid, and his mom, he was helping his mom cook, and it was some just a little quirky story I was reading on the internet, and his mom asked him, you know, to go in the pantry to get her something that she needed to finish cooking with or whatever, and he said he didn't want to. He said he was scared because it's dark in there, and of course she was like, well, Jesus is in there. You know, just go in there. So, opens the pantry door, it's dark, looks in, backs away, looks back in, and says, Jesus, if you're in there, will you hand me the cup of soup? You know, I mean, that's how we really should be. You know, always, you know, if you have to ask for that strength, ask for it. You know, Jesus is the light. Who knows? The light could have came on, soup could have came out, you never know. Things like that happen all the time. And I remember me and my dad were first talking about God before. This crazy story about this lady was like, well, you know, if God is real, I want somebody to come and, you know, stand on the head in front of this vending machine or something. And it happened. I mean, stuff like that happens all over the place, all over the world. And, you know, stuff like that happens to us. And, you know, just because we don't voice it doesn't mean it's not a miracle. I mean, we have silly things like that, like my boss telling me how happy he was and how awesome I am. And, you know, for the past 2 months, you know, it's just been like a totally different story because he's been beating me down constantly. You know, that's stuff that you need to voice out to test on. You know, your testimony needs to be stuff like that because, you know, that gives people hope, and that shows them that they can trust God and that God's love is real. Because without it, you know, we wouldn't have that strength. We wouldn't have those miracles. You know, he'd just let us live life and be on a rampage. There'd be fires outside, cars on fire, cars inside buildings and stuff. You know, he would just let it all fall apart if, you know, we didn't trust him and love him and he love us. And I realized that that was really short this morning, just like most of my sermons are for some reason. But short, quick, and to the point, you know. And that's really what it is, you know, I always try to get out what I'm trying to say kind of fast, and I don't have that ability to lengthen out what I'm saying, and, you know, I just, whatever God gives me, it just comes out. Like, I didn't write any of this down, nothing, I have nothing up here, everything's closed, turned off and everything, so, you know, I just want to say a quick prayer real quick, if y'all don't mind. Father God, we come before you today, Lord, and we thank you for all your gifts and your miracles, Lord. And we know without you, Lord, we have everything to fear. But since we have accepted you in our lives, that all we have to fear is you, and we have a respect for you, Lord God, that we love you, and we thank you for your Son, that you've given us a second chance in this life. And we say these things in the Father's name, in the Son's name, Jesus Christ, amen.